Hello, my beautiful besties, and welcome back. I'm Bria. I'm here to tell you everything a best friend should, because I love you. I'm really excited for today's topic because I feel like I have really lived this one, okay? We're talking about how to stand out in saturated spaces. Now, obviously, I'm a little biased as it relates to working in social media because I have witnessed the evolution of so many people becoming creators overnight, which, amazing. There is room for all of you. However, if I'm being real from a business standpoint, it's definitely made my job harder. But I would say that instead of it being hard, it's really pushed me to figure out who I am as an individual and what I offer people and where my worth is. And all of you have the same ability to do that. And we all have truly something unique and special. If you don't think that about yourself, that's the first problem. But I'm going to run down a list of things that I think can be very helpful in terms of standing out in very saturated spaces, regardless of the industry. Obviously, I can speak for social media, but apply this where you will, because it's just valid in so many areas. So I guess we're just gonna start off strong here. The first point that I had written down was to tell you guys to get out of victim mode. I know that it's really easy to blame everything but yourself. I know it is. And to be perfectly honest with you, there could be other things to blame outside of yourself. However, life is not fair. You can either cry about it or you can keep it moving. I'm going to encourage you to do the latter, because I have been in the position of wanting to scream and fight and throw a fit because life's not fair. The playing field is not level, and it's not. There's been a lot of discussions lately around Black creators and the discrepancy in the industry as it relates to popularity online. A lot of Black creators feel like they have to be extraordinary to be seen, and it doesn't seem that way for other people. I have felt that to my core, and I want to let you know that it is a valid feeling. I mean, that point alone sent me into a very bad spiral. It made me not want to create. It just made me focus on the negative. And so it wasn't until, honestly, within the last year that I decided that I'm going to let go of it. I have all the receipts and all the proof that those issues exist, but what does it do for me and my community to focus on it? And while I wish that I could create the change that I want to see, I would instead rather feed the people who like my content. And sure, if it takes me longer to create a community, then that's okay, because I'm still going to keep it moving. And I'm using this as an example because it's very relevant right now and it's very close to my heart. And I know many of you feel it, but this causes people to want to stop, to want to quit. But there are so many industries and so many different people who can resonate with that to some way. And you can subscribe to being the victim in that situation and throwing your hands up and saying, why bother? Or you can fight. You can keep it moving. You can keep it pushing. And you should. Does it mean it's going to be easy? No. But you have two choices. There are two people in this world, those who focus on what they can't control and those who just keep it moving. Look at freaking Victoria Monet. If that is not the best example of consistency, I don't know what is. This woman has been in the industry for 15 years and she just now got her first Grammy. She's just now being recognized as a breakout artist and she's not new. But my point is that it's up to you to decide what it's worth to keep going. If you're crunched for time and you're worried about time, that's going to be a problem. You've got to get out of victim mode and saying, why this, why that? This isn't fair. This isn't that. Stop it. I know that things aren't fair. I've lived it. I'm with you. I feel the pain, and there are still days that I completely lose my shit over it. But I have to dust myself off and keep going. And as should you, because that's life. And I hate to say it like that because I wish that it wasn't. I really do. But it's the truth. And the truth hurts. But the truth shall set you free. As it relates to being a creator and feeling like you do so much sometimes, and it's the algorithm, we aren't supported like other people, and blah, 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 I have to say, because I can't focus on it. Because what what I've realized, what that does for me as a creative is it completely dilutes my creativity. Because then I'm like, why even bother putting in the hours of editing, the hours of filming, the hours of this, the hours of that? Why bother? So for my own sanity and for the pursuit of my goals and the pursuit of my happiness, I've chosen to not complain about it anymore. And some people may have a take on it in the sense that like, hey, if we don't talk about these things, then the change doesn't happen. Well, here's the thing. I can still talk about it. Like I'm talking about it right now, but I'm not complaining about it because I don't give a fuck what's not fair and what's not happening in my favor anymore. I don't, because my success is inevitable. Yes, it is. Okay. There is no person. There is no algorithm. There is no circumstance that's going to get in the way of my success because that's what I decided. But if I'm sitting here focusing on all the things that aren't going my way, I'm basically co-signing to the idea that there is something that could stop me. There is nothing that could stop me. And that's why it's important for you to get out of the victim mindset. Now, I know that was like a whole sermon and a half, but that's one of the most important ones, guys. And I know it's maybe not what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. The next thing that I highly suggest you doing is shifting your perspective from being in like the first person mode to third person. I think I got that right. It's been a minute since I've been in English class. What I'm saying is take off the rose-colored glasses because we all think we deserve to be recognized because we're all great. And that's good. That means you have good self-confidence. I'm not saying don't think those things. I'm just saying when it comes to wanting to stand out in a saturated space, you need to look at yourself as the observer instead of as you. Does that make sense? So if I were a stranger and whatever it is that you do, let's use me as an example, okay? I do social media. There are millions, maybe not millions, but there are hundreds of thousands of people who have channels. So many people who create content on TikTok everywhere. Why Bria? Why me? Great question. Why me? Honestly. And so what that question has allowed me to do, okay, is to take off the rose-colored glasses and take myself off the pedestal, humble myself for a moment and understand that there are thousands of people that we could choose from. Why should they choose me?
Oh, because I'm nice?
That's not enough. There is something so special about you, so deeply unique that not one other single person has in this world. And that is your answer. Now, all of your answers are going to be different. And some of you don't even know the answer. And that's your problem. That's where you have to start. Because if you don't know why you're special, I hate that for you. I wish you could see yourself the way your mom sees you, the way so many people see you. And sometimes we are truly the biggest haters on ourselves. And you can still think that you're a good person and that, you know, you deserve good things. But if you don't know what's truly deeply special about you, you don't know yourself at all. And I think part of that issue is that you've just been so conditioned by society to be something that you don't really even know who the fuck you are. And that's okay. It takes a little bit of unlearning, a little bit of unraveling, as they say, to learn yourself, date yourself, figure out who the hell you are. And sometimes that means going into a space alone and connecting with who you are. If I feel like I'm getting disconnected from who I am and I don't really know like what's so special about me anymore, I think about myself as a child because I feel like that was me before all the world contaminated me, okay? Who you were as a child, how weird you were, the little quirky shit you used to do, the things you were interested in as a child, that's you. That's you before you were isolated by people at school. That's you before people made fun of you for something. That was you. And over the years, there's experiences and things and hurtful words that shifted you and changed you. There's things maybe that didn't happen to you, but maybe you witnessed it with someone else and you created a rule in your head that said, I can't be that. That's gonna get me in trouble. That's going to get me isolated. People are going to hate me. They're not going to love me. So in order to be validated, we have changed ourselves and we continue to change ourselves. And I think it's the most damaging thing that we can do. And particularly when you want to stand out in a saturated space, that is everything. Shift your perspective to figure out what is it that people would benefit from you and not in this gimmicky, grimy way, like transactional or anything, like not like that. Just like, how can you make somebody better? That's the question I want you to ask yourself. It doesn't have to be that deep. Maybe it's that you make them laugh. Maybe it's that you make them feel good about themselves. Maybe it's that you inspire them. Whatever it is, figure it out. There's something about you and you have it. To my next point, it's really important that you work on your own self-perception. If you want to stand out in a saturated industry, obviously there has to be this thing about you, right? But how you perceive yourself first is going to be one of the most important things. So if you lack confidence, if you don't think you deserve certain things, this is where we have to start too. And I know we don't want to take these steps back, but if we just hang on for a sec, do the work to really heal your shit, okay? Get good with you. Because here's the truth about standing out in saturated industries. You will not stand out in an industry that has plenty of competition if you don't believe in yourself first, okay? I mean, look at every celebrity that has one of these like grind hard stories. They were very delusional. They saw something in themselves before anybody did. And it's not a bad thing. It just means they had a lot of confidence in themselves. They knew they could bet on themselves. But if you aren't your biggest fan, why would you ever expect someone to be your biggest fan? Why would you ever expect that? It's got to be done on your terms first. You got to lead the way, because there really is some kind of energy that just emits when you love yourself. I know for a fact. I've seen it happen, and I've seen it even within myself. Who I was last year at this time versus who I am right now, I can tell you one difference is that I love myself. And I really wanted to love myself last year, and I just didn't. I just didn't for a lot of reasons. And I had to go through this whole journey of learning that my value, it doesn't fluctuate. It just doesn't. I am who I am. I'm amazing at any capacity, and I deserve to love myself no matter what. No matter the mistakes that I make, no matter what I look like, no matter if I lose or gain weight, no matter if I have more followers, if I lose followers, I'm still Bria. And Bria deserves love. And once I got good with that, and I really meant it, and it took time, you know, fake it till you make it. But once I genuinely started to just like fuck with me, that's when it all shifted. Everything started to happen for me easier. I became my biggest fan. And I mean that. I mean that shit. Because even looking back at who I was when I first started creating content, I just love that girl. She was so weird, just so relentless and so unapologetic. And I love that. And honestly, reflecting on who I've been over the years and how consistent I've been, even though I didn't really feel like it, that's made me kind of fall in love with myself again. I'm so strong, and I've realized that because I've gone through quite a bit of things, whether you believe it or not. And in those moments, I've grown closer to myself. So I'm thankful for that. But you need to do the same. You need to sit with yourself. You need to look at all the amazing things you've done. It doesn't have to be all these accomplishments. The fact that you show up, the fact that you woke up today, the fact that you even care to click into a video that you know is gonna help you says that you care about yourself to some degree. You're still getting up and you're trucking along. You should be proud of that. There's a lot of people truly who don't feel like they want to keep going. And I hope that that's not you. But if you have even like the tiniest seed of wanting to be better and do better and get to a place where you're truly happy and doing the things you want, it starts with thinking that you deserve it and loving yourself enough to be receptive to having those opportunities. So bottom line, don't expect people to be your fan if you're not first. What I'm going to need y'all to stop doing too is jumping on all these goddamn trends. Stop it. I'm tired of it. TikTok is great for this. They love a good trend. Mob wife aesthetic, clean girl aesthetic. You are not an aesthetic. You are a fucking human. Stop it. How are so many people okay with looking like each other? It's copy paste, copy. Where's the individuality? Where are the Carrie Bradshaws? Wear a tutu skirt, something. Just do what you want. It actually is like the worst thing that you can do if you're trying to stand out in saturated spaces. Jump on a trend. I don't know why it took me this long to actually realize how much that actually backfires. If you want to jump on a trend, I'm not condoning you. I'm just saying for the people who clicked in this video because they want to stand out, why would you ever jump on a trend? Do you hear it out loud? I want to stand out. Let's jump on this trend that thousands of people are doing. Huh? Do you hear yourself? That doesn't make sense. If you want to stand out, do the opposite of the trend. Be the innovator. Start something. Be different. Because here's the thing, you basically just end up throwing yourself into a pool of hundreds of thousands of people when you jump on what you think think is trendy or what you think is going to get you to success. I feel like ever since the Monets and Alex Earls of TikTok blew up from Get Ready With Me's, everybody started doing Get Ready With Me. And for good reason, we saw how lucrative that shit was. I was in my bathroom getting ready too. But it never felt authentic to me. This is where I feel the most connected. Is it trendy? Perhaps, maybe not. I don't really know how many people do what I do, but all I know is that I'm doing this in my own way and it feels good. It feels like me. But when I was trying to throw myself into the Get Ready With Me's, they wouldn't get any traction. One, because I had no business getting ready for what? I don't leave my house. Two, that just wasn't my thing. It was their thing. It worked for them. There's a vibe. There's an energy that comes with doing something that's meant for you. There really is. So do that thing. But what people fail to realize is it took some people starting that trend for it to be cool, right? So why can't you start something? Stop throwing yourself into saturated situations when you already have enough of a saturation problem going on. Be an individual. Does that mean you might get more backlash because it's not cool? It's cringy? Yeah, it might. But one thing I can tell you is being cringy will pay your bills. If you need a little refresher, go listen to my podcast episode on Because I Love You. The Being Cringy is Your Secret Weapon episode will change your life. Stop trying to be cool. Stop trying to jump on trends. Boo, tomato, tomato, boring. So now this might be a little more of a traditional piece of advice here, but standing out in saturated spaces really just means getting connected, okay? I am not the biggest creator online, okay? There are people who have millions of subscribers, who have millions of Instagram followers. I don't have a million of anything, okay? Has that interfered with my opportunities? No, it hasn't. I'm very happy with what I've been able to accomplish at my size because it's not entirely about the things you think it's about. Sometimes it is about the connection that you have with somebody. Sometimes it's about the relationships that you've built. One thing about me in this industry, particularly as an influencer, is understanding influencers. And you would be shocked at how influencers are very different and behave very differently. What I mean by that is I have just learned that in this industry, being punctual and nice get me ahead of someone who has millions of followers but is a shitty person and does not value other people's time or energy and is very self-centered, which you see kind of a lot in this industry. I hate to say it. So I'm like, wow, what an easy way for me to stand out. I have a corporate background, so that's my leg up. But I understand that relationships are important and you don't want to burn bridges because everybody knows everybody and everybody talks. And that's in any industry. So even if you don't like someone, keep it cute or put it on mute. Keep it moving because you just never know who's doing what behind the scenes and you don't know who's connected to who. So don't talk shit. Don't do it. Understand that connections are important. It doesn't have to be in a I'm using you kind of way. Genuinely build connections with people who you have similar interests to, who you believe in what they're doing. They believe in what you're doing. It's that simple. And there will be times when you can elevate them, vice versa. But connections are so important. When I was in college, one of the first things my very first professor said to me on the very first day of school, he was a Greek mythology teacher and I freaking loved his class. It was like story time for big kids. And the first thing he said to us was, none of this matters. The only thing that's going to matter is who you know. After these 4 years, I was like, great. Well, I'm in $30,000 of debt now. But he was right. I left college and none of that shit mattered. I mean, it did kind of in terms of like getting interviews and whatever. I didn't even end up using it though. Here I am making YouTube videos. So there goes $30,000 down drain. Anyways, in saturated spaces, one thing that is going to be important and maybe not your favorite thing to do is being at the top of everyone's mind. Yep, that means showing the hell up, okay? Get up, get after it, be the one people think about. Take initiative to check in with people, to ask about opportunities, to see what's in the pipeline. How can you help? How can you get yourself involved with things that are coming up? I have to do it all the time. In this industry especially, you have to stay at the top of people's mind. Even as it relates to just being a creator, whenever I take a break from YouTube, I always have to come back and rebuild my views because I don't have as many views when I come back. That is pretty normal after a break for most creators, and it typically is just because you haven't been at the top of people's minds. I took like maybe a 6-week break during Christmas because it was Christmas, it's the holidays. Like, I'm chilling, okay? I don't regret it at all. But then you come back and the first video is kind of a flop. So I always put like a feeler video out, you know what I'm saying? And then people are like, oh, she's back. They start remembering, okay, every Saturday, Bria post. Cool, cool, cool. But when you're not at the top of people's minds and you see how many YouTube videos are posted a day, how many YouTubers there are out there, it would make sense that I would not be at the top of your mind. I don't expect to take up any real estate in your mind at all. So that's a part of it, kind of going back to that like perception point that we were talking about, is look at yourself as the observer. When you don't hear from a creator for a while, they may pop into your mind like, hey, where are they? But if they've been gone for a while, you might forget about them. And it's not because you don't care about that creator or you don't enjoy their content. It's just that the internet is overstimulating. There's a lot going on. Well, same for any industry. There's a lot of people doing the same thing that you want to do. So it's sometimes just the people who check in, who pop in, who stay at the top of people's minds a little bit more that get the opportunity. So show up. Show up more. Show up as much as you can, realistically. That doesn't mean burn yourself out. It just means find a system to be consistent. Consistency is important, whether that's in content creation or whatever industry you are in. Figure out what is reasonable for you to stay at the top of people's minds, as they have many choices and people to choose from. I'm gonna leave you with this, how important I think it is for you to ask questions. There are so many people who are just scared to ask for what they want, scared to inquire about things. I used to be that person. And honestly, the thing about that is you're in your head about it. Nobody is thinking, wow, I can't believe she asked that. And it's something that I've really been trying to exercise. So I'll give you an example here. With me just relaunching my podcast, the Because I Love You podcast, I used to be like, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to like over promote myself. And recently there's been a shift. I love my podcast. You guys have shown me that you love it. And the only person that I'm bothering is myself when I don't act as my biggest fan, as I've told you guys. So in the past, I've been afraid to promote it, to share it, even myself. And that's what grows my podcast. So I've been sharing more on saying, hey, if you like the podcast, could you rate it 5 stars? Could you share it to your Instagram stories? And people really have shown up, and that's made us grow in return. But if I don't ask you guys to do those things, and this is me asking, actually, I am asking you, if you like the podcast, can you rate it 5 stars and can you share it and tag me? That would be so nice. It really does help. And so I have to be better about asking. I don't know what happened to me to where I feel like I'm a burden to everybody, but I work really hard and I want us to grow because that just means better content, cooler opportunities for all of us. And I have some big dreams for this podcast. So if you believe in the podcast, if you believe in me at all, and you want to support me for free, those things help me. Rating us 5 stars and sharing it with your friends, all of it. It really helps. People have been making TikToks about my podcast, and some of those people have gone viral. It's just so insanely cool to see when people genuinely love the stuff that you're doing and they want to help you. They want to share it. So don't be afraid to ask. I'm not going to be afraid to ask. I'm going to be telling you guys, hey, I don't see them shares. Okay. Like this video, comment, like the engagement, it really does help. And that's how you can help for free. Okay. Don't even have to pay anything. Okay. But I appreciate it. I really do. And what I have learned is that I have to speak up for myself, and you guys do too, especially if you want to stand out in a saturated industry. And with podcasts, everybody and their dad has a podcast. Literally, my dad has a podcast. I'm competing against him too. No, but for real, this is a saturated industry. So if we don't speak up and we don't ask our community to help us grow, it is a tiring feat. Okay. And I made that mistake with my last podcast where I just thought, I'm not going to bother people. I'm just going to, what did I do? I burned out. Okay. Not again. I'm going to start leaning on people and asking for the help, and just know I appreciate it. So yeah, I guess that wraps things up. Again, like basically everything I just said, if you like this stuff, please support in some way with engagement, sharing, reviewing us 5 stars. It means the absolute world. Remember, you can absolutely stand out in saturated spaces. Don't give up on yourself. Be your biggest fan. And for the love of God, find what is so special about you, because there is something, and I don't want to hear that you don't know. Okay. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this. And as per usual, I'll see you guys next week.